listen to talk radio on the weekends. But when I do, I choose Rob Pratt. Stay listening, my friends. This is News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Rob Pratt Show. About 9 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, Ed McLaughlin is here, along with Mark Miner. All aboard! And if you love trains like I love trains, you're going to love what they have to say. Mark, you begin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thanks for having us back.
So, something very special to tell train lovers everywhere all about.
Well, Rob, the Beaver Area Heritage Museum is opening a new exhibit today, a year-long exhibit. We call it Trains, 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 and we have three platforms and two different rooms of our museum just with a visual feast of model railroads and villages built around it. It's pretty cool. Kids will love it.
Ed, long overdue. What finally made you guys at this train station, once held and owned by the P&LE Railroad, decide to finally utilize it, what it should have been utilized for from day one, to display toy trains?
Rob, thanks again for having us here. And actually, you're right. It is the former freight station in Beaver. We're probably long overdue to have this train display. But we actually found a gentleman that has brought all of his train sets there, and there's lots of them. There's two large platforms there, and they're built at a height that are just perfect for kids so they can actually see. It's a full working display.
How did you convince this guy, and is he like in a witness protection program now, or can we actually give his name out?
His name's Bob Frederick.
Well, thank you, Bob Frederick.
And Bob is actually Bob actually works for the railroad, works for Conrail. He's been collecting trains his entire life. He remembers as a kid after Thanksgiving tearing down the dining room, and he and his dad building a big model train set, and he's been collecting his entire life.
Is it all Lionel product? Is it MTH, American Flyer? What is it?
Primarily what you're going to see there, these are all trains that are probably post-World War II, but you'll see everything from 1930s on in terms of trains. Lionel's, primarily.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Rob, you're the train guy, not me. I see him put it all together.
This is all post-war stuff, obviously, is, you know, after World War II, but in the 50s was obviously Lionel's golden era, so we're talking prime stock here, Mark.
Well, and some of the stuff is A.C. Gilbert, Rob. I mean, we've got some vintage stuff, and they're really beautiful. Beautiful pieces of equipment. Bob Frederick has taken immaculate care of his stuff over the years, and I think these trains could withstand a nuclear blast. They're just very well made back in the time when craftsmanship really, there was a premium put on that.
Who did all the work?
Well, actually, my father, Rob, should actually be here and not myself. My dad, John McLaughlin, is responsible for our exhibits and was the one that brainstormed this whole thing and found Bob, and they collaborated many, many months ago in order to organize this. So actually, my dad should be the one that should be responsible for bringing him in. Yeah.
And he's put in a lot of free hours. It's amazing. We're always looking for good volunteers and greeters who have a passion for history or want to give back to the community. But the volunteers at the Heritage Museum and John McLaughlin and you two had put in a tremendous amount of free time to the work.
Obviously, some good people that have spent some time putting this together. And I predict today on this radio station, on this date, that it will be probably the most successful exhibit you've ever had. Taking nothing away from the Civil War exhibit, there are a lot of model railroad buffs, not just in our region, but across the state. Twice a year, the annual convention held in York, PA. So if the word gets out, you guys could be inundated, and especially if this thing's going to be around through the holidays. Much more to talk about when we get back with Mr. McLaughlin and Mr. Miner on the Rob Pratt Show. Stay tuned.